Ken, and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlam program. Happy to be back with you tonight, coming to you from our two police and military associations up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Well, we had our political meeting last night, and it was a good one. Very, very good. We're working here very, very hard among our great Christian patriots here in this county to bring together a coalition of people that know how to survive and how what to do in emergency situations. And so each Tuesday or every other Tuesday night, we're giving our survivalist classes, which take in all kinds of things like emergency medical treatment, how to build if you're out in the woods and you get caught out there in a storm, how to build survival homes or shelter, you might say, not a home, but a shelter. What kind of clothing to wear, how to gut prepare animals, all kinds of things. And last night we had a good meeting at our political meeting on how to prepare for emergencies and how to work together in a unit, because we have 350-some families from 35 different states in the county here in our Christian constitutional community. We have to be able to rely on each other and help each other, and we're doing that in many ways, setting up our barter systems where we barter with each other and so forth. But last night was really a good meeting because we concentrated once again on very important issues of how we can work together and help each other during very, very serious emergencies. Not unlike what happened down in Mississippi and Louisiana. And so it was good. And I want to share with you something here real quick before we get into other things on the air today. Some information. I'd like you to get a pencil and paper and write this down, because it's a wonderful list here. It's called a 72-hour emergency supply kit. 72 hours emergency supply kit. I'm going to tell you where to find it on the web. You can print it out and start preparing this for each member of your family. We'll be back in just a minute with more of the Officer Jack McGlam program.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, That's 866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
By the way, folks, mine is open phones once again. If you'd like to call in, you can call in. But I'm going to get to a couple things here first. Hold off. And I'll be with you open those phone lines up in just a minute. Okay, got your pencils and papers ready. I'll tell you, one thing I don't leave my house without, well, there's a number of things I don't leave my house without having with me, but one is my 72-hour emergency supply kit in our cars, in our old truck or car, and that's very important because these things will, for each member of your family, if you'll put them together properly, they will give you everything you really need to survive during an emergency for 3 days. And so it's very important that each member of your family has a backpack. And you can buy backpacks now from Communist Russia or Communist China for very few bucks nowadays. That's the only place you can buy them, really, it seems like. It's from Communist Russia or Communist China. But you can stuff those things filled with a lot of material. Usually they come out weighing about 25 pounds when you put the right things in there. And each member of your household has one. And they've got everything you need in there to survive. If you had to boogie out of your house and take off all of a sudden and escape and evade the enemy coming, or if you're out and your car breaks down in a situation where you have to spend the night out or maybe more than one night, and you always have the 72-hour pack with you, and it is a lifesaver. It truly is. It has just about everything you need. Flashlights, they have these new flashlights today that you don't need batteries in, that you shake up a little bit, and they have light, very nice light, so you don't have to carry all the extra batteries and so forth. That'll eliminate a lot of weight. You've got screwdrivers, nylon line, duct tape, plastic wire, gas siphon. Even, you know, if you're gonna carry this in your vehicle like I do, very important to carry a piece of plastic to siphon gas. nowadays, with the price of gas, if you stop siphon somebody's gas, they're allowed to blast you with a 12 gauge because it's like stealing gold. But anyway, a rain suit, space blanket, leather gloves, you name it, waterproof matches, plastic bags, safety pins, toilet paper. It just goes on and on and on. But you need the list, okay, to where you can get these backpacks and fill them up for each member of your family that's old enough to carry one. Now, if you have little babies, of course, you don't have to have a backpack for them. But it does help to take some of the things babies need if you had to escape an invader, get caught outside when your vehicle breaks down in bad weather, or so forth. Here's where you go to on the website, okay, folks? Go to www.logicsouth, one word, logicsouth, L-O-G-I-C, S-O-U-T-H.com, www.logicsouth.com. You'll find look under the 72-hour emergency supply kit, and it has a great list. Now, you can expand this list. Certain situations you may not have to take. You know, if you're a guy, you may not have to take the feminine protection things that a woman would. But then again, as we were talking last night at our meeting, survival meeting, some of the feminine napkins they have are better than the compresses they have for, like, gauze pads, because they do a much better job. So, anyway, get your list from LogicSouth.com, and you can expand on it a little bit. I'd expand in the area where it says it carried $20 in cash in there, $10 in quarters. I would carry more cash than that if you can afford to, but you'll see what I mean. There'd be some things you want to add, maybe medicine that you want to add. They have a medical section in on the list there. Make you think about what if you're out for 3-4 days, can't get back home, and you need certain medical things, medicines, and so forth. But that's part of what we're doing up here. We're very serious about people being able to be self-sufficient in times of emergencies, and we concentrate a lot on that, and we're doing more. Next Tuesday night is our next meeting of our survival meetings. We'll be covering cold weather conditions again, cold weather shelters, how to you find yourself out in the cold one night, or maybe you're going to be out several nights and days. You can survive because you'll be able to put together some shelter. We'll also be going into medical triage Tuesday night, how to take care of serious wounds and so forth, medical emergency. Okay, enough said on that. You should be thinking about this already because of the fact that of what's going on right now with some of our fellow Americans, where there are so many of them are just devastated. I like the attorney this morning on television, folks, shaking his fist at the international crime families that are trying to move everybody out of the Louisiana area and the Mississippi area that have not been hit by Katrina. Something's going on here, folks. What's happening? That they're trying to move out, like this one attorney in the ninth section of town down in New Orleans. He wasn't touched by Katrina. He has no water in the streets, and they're moving him out. He says, I'm going to start shooting. If you come after me and try to take me out of my house, I'm going to start blasting away. I couldn't imagine an attorney shaking his fist at the television camera this morning. What is going on, folks? Is there some big plan here to get all the people out of those areas that have very, very valuable property to construct more businesses or, let's say, industry and so forth that the international crime lords can take over? Is that property maybe being evacuated for some reason, getting everybody out? Of course, the lawyer knows, and others that leave their homes when they shouldn't have to leave their homes because there's no danger. When they get back, there'll be nothing there. There'll be nothing there. The criminals will have stripped it. It's either the criminals in government or the criminals on the street will have stripped it, and this lawyer knows that. And so there's something going on there we're not being told, and I suspect it might have something to do with the decision of the evil, evil supremes, the people in the black dresses up there that are supposed to be godmen and godwomen in the Supreme Court, making their decision just months ago that the government can take over your property and give it away to business and industry that can make more money on it, okay, than what you can pay in taxes. Is this the reason they're taking everybody out of New Orleans? And, of course, we got the big seaport there, you know, the New Orleans port. And so, but we're just wondering, you know, why everybody's being made to leave when a lot of these people have not been affected by Katrina and they have no reason to leave their homes, okay? Just a thought about that. We also have something we want to bring to your attention that we talked about the last 2 days, really. And I'm sorry, Jack, our black brother there in Los Angeles area, didn't call back in on the show. He's the black guy that called in and wanted to talk about something that he had heard and heard repeatedly, that all black people are this way and all black people this way. And he was calling to say that all black people aren't criminals and so forth. And a very interesting man, and I had asked him to call back on the show and let's talk about it. He's an ex-Marine, a former Marine, and a very fine guy. And so we didn't get him to call back in, but if he's listening, Jack, call back in on the show. We're going to open the phone lines up here in a few minutes. But I want to say I'm really proud of Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby's been doing some speaking, and he's getting in a lot of trouble by the communists that run Hollywood. I mean, he's really getting in trouble. Now, he's not telling all the truth, because I'll bet you anything Bill Cosby knows how the black people were chosen back during the 20s, 30s, to destroy their families. The internationals would destroy their families and pump drugs into the arms of little black children to cause a horrendous crime problem and fear in the majority white communities throughout America, and how they were chosen to destroy their ability to be able to learn and to think and so forth and to get educated. And so, but Bill Cosby's doing a great job, and he's getting slapped down a lot, but he keeps bouncing back up by the Hollywood communists and the Hollywood and also the government communists that want the blacks to keep going the direction they're going, into oblivion, into destruction, because it's part of the chaos that our government is creating on purpose. But Bill Cosby's stepping up to the plate. My goodness gracious, here's an article I want to share with you if you haven't heard it already. He says, we can't blame white people. Well, my goodness gracious, when's the last time you heard a black person say that? That you can't blame white people. Well, he says here, hey, he says they're standing on the corner and they can't speak English. I can't even talk the way these people talk. Why you ain't? Where you is? And I blamed the kid until I heard the mother talk. And then I heard the father talk. Everybody knows it's important to speak English except these knuckleheads, he said. Be right back, folks. Open the phone lines up as soon as I finish this Bill Cosby article here. And don't you just love finally getting some leaders in the black community standing up and speaking the truth? Be right back with more of Bill Cosby. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org, or call 877-605-9200.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Clothes on backwards. Isn't this a sign of something gone wrong, parents? People people with their hats on backwards, pants down around their crack, isn't that a sign that something's wrong? Or are you waiting for Jesus to pull his pants up? Don't you just love this Bill Cosby? Waiting for Jesus to pull his pants up. Okay, I got to get composure over myself here now. Isn't it a sign of something when she has her dress all the way up and got all kinds of needles piercing all through her body? What part of Africa did that come from? We're not African. Those people are not Africans. They don't know a thing about Africa. With names like Shaniqua, Taliqua, and Mohammed, and all of that crap, he says, all of them are in jail today. Brown or black versus the Board of Education is no longer the white person's problem. We have got to take the neighborhood back. People used to be ashamed. Today, people have, or women have 8 children from 8 different husbands, or men, or whatever you call those guys. We have millionaire football players who can't read. We have million-dollar basketball players who can't write 2 paragraphs. We as black folks have to do a better job. Someone working at Walmart with 7 kids, hey, you're hurting us. We have to start holding each other to a higher standard. We can't blame the white people any longer. Well, folks, it takes a respected member of the black race to write this and get away with it. But I'm so happy that Bill Cosby's doing this. Now, is he taking the heat? You better believe it. Because the communists who have worked in our government and in Hollywood to destroy the black families and use them to cause chaos in the communities, to cause the majority of white people to be afraid and go to their government and give up their freedoms to stop the crime problem and the drug problem. He's going against the grain there, and he's going to catch a lot of heat for it. But we've got to hold Bill Cosby up in prayer and tell him, as they say, you go, girl. Hey, you go, guy. Keep on going there, Bill Cosby. That's right. And praise the Lord that he's getting involved and speaking up, because he's a respected member of the black community. And so thank the Lord for that. Good things are happening, folks. I know we talk negative a lot, but there are good things going on all around us all the time. Okay, let's open those phone lines up, folks. If you'd like to call in tonight, please do. We'll be back in just a minute. I'll give out that phone number. Just take a quick break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its 5th year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Okay, folks, we're back, and let's open those phone lines up. We already have John in Little Rock. Be with you in just a minute here, John. Let's give out that phone number if you'd like to call in tonight and chat about any subject you want to or ask any questions. Call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Let's go real quick to John in Little Rock. John, welcome to the program.
Yeah, Officer Jack, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Welcome.
I don't like Bill Cosby. I don't care nothing for Bill Cosby, but he does have a point as far as the black community goes.
I see.
Education must be a priority in the black community, and the use of proper English instead of "kids behind me, though was a." That kind of nonsense.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
You ask me, right, you know, how much neutron energy can come from a binary star surrounding another solar system, you know, and to the equal mass and weight, you lost me.
Okay.
So
well,
there's no way I'm going to discuss.
You just lost me, John.
Yeah, I know. I lost me, too, because there's no way I'm going to discuss physics with an Eskimo who doesn't understand nothing about physics.
Very
now,
true.
That being said, see, I can alter my tone for any occasion that I'm in the environment that I'm in,
yeah.
Whether it be on the streets or whether I'm in a boardroom.
Right. Well, that's very important. I know the night I had some ride-along school teachers, the female school teachers in my patrol car, and I jumped out of my patrol car, and I was speaking to the school teachers like school teachers like to be spoke to, but when a group of Mexican gang members we caught, I had to jump up in the middle of the dash of their car and yell some language that the school teachers almost fainted when I yelled the language with my gun drawn on these gang members. And so I know what you mean. It depends on the environment you're in. You got to kind of speak their language sometime to get their attention.
Well, you got to understand something. Bad language to a school teacher is a no-no.
Yeah.
Especially when you ain't speaking the proper language.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And, see, in the black community, we always call that speaking proper.
Uh-huh.
We do it all the time. That's why she's been working for the government for 30 years now as a loan supervisor to help people qualify for loans.
I see.
She works for the Farmers Home Administration.
Yeah.
So by her speaking proper English and going to college and getting what she is now, yes, it done her a world of good.
Uh-huh.
However, it didn't do me no good because I didn't bother to do all that nonsense. Now, if Bill Cosby mad about that, hey, so be it. See, we all choose a different path. My sister chose higher education and benefited her. And she done raised 4 kids. They're all out of the house now. Each of them going to college.
I see.
Except for one who's in the penitentiary. But other than that, on the other side of the fence, I didn't go through all the benefits of a higher education. I went through all the benefits of the School of Hard Knocks. You know,
hey,
I'm going to tell you something. You know what a Section 1983 is?
Say it again.
You know what a Section 1983, 42 USC?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, good. Then we're clear on that then.
Oh, sure.
All right, now. But see, how many brothers on the street know what that is when they ain't too busy smoking that pipe? Jack, my people have suffered because they too busy smoking that pipe. And as a matter of fact, since we're on the subject of my people, Bill Cosby is right, but I don't like Bill Cosby. Do you want to know something else? Elijah Muhammad was a dope dealer. The Detroit police got files on him from way back in the 1800s to the 20s, and so does the Chicago police. As a matter of fact, heroin was an epidemic between them two cities back then. The FBI got a file on Elijah Muhammad. But see, you don't hear too much about Louis Farrakhan saying that. Here's a man that never even been to Mecca, but yet tomorrow, oh, I'm most beautiful, I love him, oh, you know, all this stuff.
Yeah.
Louis Farrakhan been to Mecca, but Elijah Muhammad has never been to Mecca. Now, in the street, we call somebody like Elijah Muhammad a huckster, you know, a high yellow brother.
Gotcha, yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something. In the background, most of these people were influenced by socialist teaching. And most of that money came from the bankers. If
That's
you look
right.
at Anthony Hillier's video, in which he took the task of one of Louis Farrakhan lieutenant, I forgot his name, Wale Muhammad, he said, where did your funding come from? He said, the Ford Foundation.
That's right.
And yep. people look at the background of who funds all these organizations, who uses us, and I mean us, the black race, as cannon funnel to the front of their agenda. And the reason why we haven't so many babies off the jack is because our standards have been lowered, our morals have been lowered, and they have influenced these, you know, these little so-called black Christian leadership to tell us that, you know, that everything will be all right. Uncle Sam will do this here for us. And the reason why women are having more babies than ever is because they were influenced that, you know, you would be rewarded for having a child.
That's right. That's right. I worked and lived 35 years in the black and Latino community. And it was known that each year you have a new child, you get a raise from the government.
That is correct.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But you got to understand something. I keep hearing all these people running around talking about, oh, the communists are going to take over, Russia's going to take over. Hey, in order for a revolution to get financed, the money got to come from where?
Yeah, from the capitalists.
Look, you know, it costs money to get beans and bullets and blankets. And I hear all this talk about, you know, how our standards have been lowered. Our standards have been lowered by the bankers who want to enslave man. It's all about being like a king, not being like a slave. See, there's no such thing as the Russians going to get us. Nobody's going to get us. We won't get ourselves.
We're going to get ourselves.
It's all about keeping one enslaved. And the reason why nobody's in New Orleans right now, because John Statfeller said, and I don't know if he got it confirmed, but there's been a discovery of massive amounts of oil under the city itself, deep below the earth, underneath that city.
Uh-huh.
That's probably
okay. See, that makes sense. Move everybody out. Yeah.
Well, the mayor said there's 500 people in New Orleans. Now, if you can get 500 people to boogie up on out of there and don't pay them nothing, except $2,000, do the math, y'all. $1,000 per 500,000 people, you can pretty much figure it out. You ain't got to pay them nothing. And since the area is pretty much a disaster area, it'll be years before anybody can live in a habitable area. Now, eventually, it's going to cause some kind of little scene, but, there's some kind of radiation here. Oh, we dropped some radiation down here. We may not be here for another 10 years, so y'all got to stop
right.
all that.
But they'll be pumping that oil, right, John?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's why everybody had to get up out of there. They don't want nobody to see them bring in drilling rigs and stuff.
Yeah.
The less people know
Very
about
good.
It, the better. And John Statfeller was right on the mark. And oh, by the way, if John Statfeller decides to shoot a Mexican armed soldier, then he's within his rights, so that's calling an invasion.
Very good, John.
We don't tolerate armed foreign troops on our soil. Why should we tolerate Mexican troops?
That's right. That's right.
Right? And if I wasn't an ex-convict, I'd be having a gun myself and blast one up if I see him. They got no business being on our street armed. Officer Jack, you got connections to that area. You, Clay Douglas, and a few others in that area, y'all pretty much got info down pack on if they're coming across armed.
That's right. Amen. That's right, John. Yeah. Hey, John, listen, man, I sure appreciate you calling in because you know what's going down. You know what's happening because I can tell you've been doing the history studying and everything, and you know what's going on with the internationalists and how they've chosen the black people to destroy them on purpose to cause division and chaos in the American community. So, John, I appreciate you calling in. I hope you'll call back again.
Well, I hope that brother that you just said called in. Listen.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope that Jack calls in, too, because you and Jack ought to know each other. He's there in L.A., and you're down in Little Rock. But, boy, you guys, you have the big picture, okay?
Yeah.
Thanks, John. Take care. Yeah. Yeah, John knows what's happening, folks. That's exactly right. All of this happens on purpose. All of this moving out, like down there in New Orleans and Mississippi, they're moving them out for some reason. And it is because they love them. And they're worried about them getting injured or sick down in that area. No, no, no. I mean, this is the same government that blew up the World Trade Center buildings and killed 3,000 Americans and others there and bombed the Pentagon, folks. The same exact people. They don't love you. They're not trying to keep you from getting sick or keep you from getting injured. It's the same government that took 6 days to get water to our people, and in Indonesia, in 2 days, they were delivering pallets full of water from America in 2 days down in Indonesia. Now, how did they know to start down to Indonesia before? Because they surely couldn't get ships there in 2 days, but all of a sudden, they had helicopters flying over Indonesian people and down in the other countries down there dropping pallets load of water to these people so they wouldn't die. But here in the USA, it took them 5-6 days to get water to our people that were dying. It's all planned, said FDR. Franklin Delano Roosevelt said if it happens in government, it was planned that way. And John, I appreciate you calling in because you see exactly what's happening down there. And I didn't know John Stadtmiller said that they found oil underneath those areas because, see, now it would make sense. We've been troubled here at our police and military association because we knew it didn't make any sense to be moving everybody out of those areas, even the people that never were touched by Katrina or in any danger whatsoever. But if they found oil down there, we've got the answer to what's going on. They're cleaning the deck. They're cleaning the deck, and they're going to take over that area and call it a natural disaster. Oh, it's too bad. We're not going to be rebuilding it. So you people just lost your homes forever down there. Yeah, and we get the oil. Right. Okay, we're going back to the phones, I think, here. Paul, is somebody else on the line? Okay, Randall in Tennessee. Welcome to the program, Randall.
Officer Jack, this is the first time I've ever called your show. I really enjoy it. I listen to it pretty regular. I'm from West Tennessee, and I enjoyed the gentleman that was just speaking. This is kind of an unrelated topic to what he was talking about. I believe even the mainstream media is entertainment media is catching on to some of this stuff. I noticed on an episode of Law and Order the other night, there was criminal intent. They were speaking of one of the detectives there said that he had read the Patriot Act in its original form. He said it was called 1984.
That's right. Very good.
And I read the book some time ago, and it was really, really something. And there was another thing I was thinking about. This interstate system, this Interstate 69 that's supposed to go away from Brownsville, Texas, up to Canada.
Yeah.
It's my understanding that actually it was Adolf Hitler that came up with the idea of the interstate system, which is now the Autobahn, I think, over in Germany.
Amen, that's
in
right.
In order to move equipment and men, stuff.
Yep, military equipment, fast.
When I heard Bush speak of a $256 billion, I don't know if you can call it... getting that kind of, he's creating money out of nothing to create jobs.
Yeah, the printing presses are just running.
Yeah, the insanity of something like that, it looks like if we ever did get invaded by, well, not only Mexico we have to worry about, but Central America and South America too, some of those countries, it would be more efficient to move military equipment up that 69. I wonder if that's what's really on their mind.
Well, I think you're right, Randall. They have been all across this nation. I travel this nation. On speaking events, and I'll tell you, brother, you can't believe, unless you've seen it, the huge, huge bridge. Mm-hmm. For years and years, 18-wheelers, heavy equipment have been moving across these bridges we have, and the bridges have been just fine. But why are they tearing down those bridges that carry 18-wheelers and big earth-moving equipment and putting up bridges three times as big, and the infrastructure underneath them are colossal, if they're not going to be moving heavy tanks and military equipment across those bridges all across America? Building that big highway down from Central America all the way up to Canada, there's only one reason for that, brother. They're going to be moving heavy equipment and a lot of it all over this nation.
Well, for many years ago, whenever, of course, I was just a child at the time, whenever Dwight Eisenhower was president, I think he started the interstate system, Interstate 40, that went, it's going from coast to coast. That was okay. That was a pretty good highway because you got 3,000 miles of ocean on each shore is all you got to think about. And that was a good thing in order to move efficiently across the country. But when you start talking about bordering countries, well, automatically when Bush talked about a $250 billion fund for that, that made me suspicious when he said that.
Yeah, he probably will get Halliburton to build it. It'll go right in the Bush crime family and the Vice President Cheney's pocket when they build it.
Well, yeah, I will only ask one other thing. I know that you're an experienced man. You've been a police officer. If the world stands, and of course, we don't know when the end of time will come, in 20 years, where do you see this country?
Oh, my goodness gracious, Randall, I can't even tell you. I know that God has his time schedule, and the
enemy,
liberty has his time schedule, and I don't have a crystal ball. I do know that if we react properly, the American people stand up, come back to God, get back on our knees, and try to reoccupy this land as he told us to until his return, he can stop these devils and stop their time clock. But if we don't do that, Randall, we're going down, and we're going down soon. And so the whole answer is in the hands of the American people coming back to God and doing what he told us to do at this time. But I don't have a time schedule because I don't know what the American people's going to do to impress God, or if they're just going to keep going the way they're going. And if so, then it's going to happen. We're going down real quick.
Well, unfortunately, though, we've become such a materialistic, narcissistic society that I don't know, you know, it's going to be up to each individual to try to get things together, you know.
Listen, Randall, I've got three other callers.
Okay, listen, thank you very much for taking the call.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Randall. Please call back again. Paul, who else is on the line? Dan in Houston. Let's go to Dan in Houston. Almost out of time, it looks like here, Dan. Go right ahead.
Hey, how's it going? So I want to say a lot of people think that we have no choice but, you know, go to our guns to protect ourselves when they bust our doors in and stuff. But you were the First Amendment of the Constitution to the right to petition the government. It's the First Amendment. And it overrides executive, legislative, and judicial. And there's a website where you go to and you print the petition, you sign it, and mail it. They've got several thousand responses so far. And it's there's a petition there to close the border, a petition to prosecute employers of illegal aliens, another petition to fence the border, and a petition there to stop foreigners from buying American land, all these different petitions. And
How do we find that website?
At www.closethebordernow.com.
Close the border, one word, huh?
Closethebordernow.com. And what's amazing is, if you go to a website called closethebordernow.com, it's actually the instructions of illegal aliens to rip us off.
I see.
You'll see something blow your mind with that one.
Okay, closethebordernow.com.
Yes, sir, correct.
Okay, Don, we're coming up on the break. I'll talk to you a little later. Thanks for giving us that website, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, you want to hang on, Don? Hold on a minute until after the break. We do have a couple more callers. Hold on there, callers.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Soon, and I've got a question about gun registration and gun confiscation, rather. Is it better to buy an unregistered firearm than to go to a licensed dealer and have it registered when it would come to gun confiscations?
Yes, no question about it, Anton. Go by the law, but the law still allows in many places, I believe in Texas, I'm not sure now, but in Arizona and up here in Idaho, where we can buy guns from private owners and they're not registered. You don't have to register them. It's not a law.
Right.
To register. Much better buy a used gun off people and don't let the government know you've got it, because sadly, the top level of the governments in the state and the federal government are our enemies today, and that's sad to say, but it's true.
Oh, I agree. And, yes, they do have gun shows here. I was a little wary of buying a used gun as opposed to a new one.
Don't worry about it. Just have the person show you how it works if you're not familiar with guns, or if you are, just work it over. Get it open it up, spin the, if it's a wheel gun, spin the wheel and look through it, be sure the barrel's nice and shiny, and see if it's tight, and anybody can show you how to do that if you don't know, Anton. And don't do buy guns that are not registered. Do not, if you can't help it, do, you know, if you can help it, don't buy registered guns.
Okay, I'll do that. I would urge everyone else that's listening to arm themselves. We got foreign troops coming in, and as well as gun confiscations going on in Louisiana. And I'll leave it at that, let you get through the rest of the callers.
Very good. Okay, Anton. Call back again sometime. Okay, let's go to AP in Florida. AP, you're on the Officer Jack McGlam program. Go right ahead.
Yeah, kind of along that line, I'm wondering if you can tell me about the black powder muzzle loader rifles.
Well, you know, I have good friends that have black powder muzzle loader rifles and pistols, matter of fact, and they love going out and shooting them. And so far, they're not on the confiscation list, okay? And mm-hmm. So I guess they work very well. I've never even fired one, but we have guys that go out up here hunting with them and take down bear and elk and everything. So I guess they're good weapons there, AP. I've never used one. I would love to shoot one time, but I just don't know too much about them, only that they're good weapons.
Well, I've got a catalog here, and it looks like I can order one right out of the catalog. So
yes, I believe you can.
Looks like it's pretty easy to get.
Yes, and there's no restrictions on them that we know of at this time. Of course, when it comes time to confiscation, you know, all your weapons, they'll take them away too, but... I would say go for it. You know, I understand they're good weapons. Never used one myself, but they work.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay. Well, that's all of our callers. Perfect timing there, Paul. I hear the music there. Okay, folks. Well, whoo, what a week this has been. And I wish I had another 16 hours a day to work. Because there's so much to do. But listen, folks, I just want to remind you, stay on the field of battle. This is the time to take the field of battle against God's enemies and our republic's enemies. And so, Lord bless all of you out there. Say your prayers every night for the victims down there in the southern part of the country. And don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Have a great weekend. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.